Merci, Madame la Présidente. Nous tenons à vous féliciter de votre présidence et à vous assurer de l'appui sans réserve de notre délégation. Nous sommes reconnaissants d'être réunis ici à Genève avec les autres parties contractant à la Convention sur certaines armes classiques pour faire le point sur nos efforts continus et les progrès que nous avons accomplis à ce jour. Bien que le Canada partagera des observations plus détaillées au cours de la conférence d'examen de la CCAC, permettez-moi de saisir cette occasion pour aborder brièvement quelques-unes de nos priorités. First, Canada supports directing efforts towards compliance with current international obligations rather than developing new rules, which would not necessarily bring about improved compliance levels. Secondly, Canada condemns all unlawful use of weapons in armed conflict, whether against civilian populations or against combatants. And in this light, it's important to ensure, eventually through a full review, that our convention and protocols remain current and relevant to modern challenges, often daily challenges to international humanitarian law. On the issue of incendiary weapons, our view is that international humanitarian law, including the provisions of Protocol 3 to the CCW regarding incendiary weapons, provides a comprehensive and effective legal framework to govern the lawful use of weapons during armed conflict. On mines other than anti-personnel mines, Canada supports the proposal put forward by Ireland to take forward discussions on these type of mines in the next review cycle. And on the use of explosive weapons in populated areas, Canada believes that the emphasis should be on greater compliance with international humanitarian law by all parties to conflicts, including non-state actors. Any efforts to address this issue in the CCW should have cross-regional support from the greatest number and diversity of states to ensure that any outcome is as effective as possible. And finally, on the issue of lethal autonomous weapon systems, Canada supports holding a group of governmental expert meetings in 2017 to make progress on the issues related to emerging technologies in the area of laws. In particular, we're interested in discussions on how to improve national implementation of the existing process regarding weapons review in accordance with Article 36 of Additional Protocol 1 of the Geneva Conventions, and exploring the possibility of developing related transparency and confidence-building measures. Permettez-moi, Madame la Présidente, de conclure mes observations sur la question très importante de l'universalisation. Bien que des efforts considérables aient été déployés ce jour, la Convention n'est pas encore universelle. Afin d'accroître le nombre d'autres parties contractantes, nous devons faire preuve d'un engagement sérieux et d'un nouveau niveau d'efforts soutenu, alors que nous visons tous à interdire ou à restreindre l'utilisation de certains types d'armes qui sont considérées causer une souffrance inutile ou injustifiable aux combattants ou affecter les civils sans discernement. Nous encourageons tous les États parties à adhérer à la CCAC et ses protocoles dès que possible. Je vous remercie.